I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. Telehealth is growing quickly in South Carolina, and it's revolutionizing healthcare in the state.
Telehealth is the ability to deliver medicine without regard to time or distance.
Michael Hashker is the technical lead for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. He says telehealth is especially beneficial in underserved communities where small hospitals are closing.
The use of telehealth allowed us to provide specialist services to those rural communities and allowed rural patients to see the same physicians that you and I would see if we lived in an urban setting.
As a whole, the healthcare industry has to address some challenges when it comes to implementing telehealth. Hashker says integrating an electronic medical record system, or EMR, with telehealth equipment is crucial.
Integration into the EMR, depending on the type of EMR you have, is very beneficial. It reduces errors in manually entering data after the consult. And integration is easy if your EMR is compatible with the hardware components that you choose to run your telehealth program.
The American Healthcare Association's Steve Chai says a practice without a thorough medical record system cannot support telehealth.
The need to use electronic health record is essential for telemedicine. You need to have a robust electronic health record system so that the information on the patient can go back and forth between the facility and the provider.
An electronic medical record is a digital version of a patient's clinical data, including vital signs, medications, diagnosis, test results, and allergies. In 2015, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported nearly 87% of office-based physicians used an electronic medical record system. Chai says too many systems could lead to a patient's record being different at each practice.
This is one of the critical challenges that we're facing as a country and as a healthcare sector, is the ability to seamlessly transmit data back and forth between all providers. What we have right now is a lot of silos where, you know, the hospital may have one record, the physician has another record, and the skilled facility has another record.
While each practice has an electronic medical record, there isn't one universal record for each patient covering all providers. The problem is creating one network that can merge all that data. Creating one all-consuming network for all records isn't easy. Each group's system is different, and combining the information from each network is a huge task.
The ability to have interoperability of the data going back and forth between the providers is one of those essential tools that we need to move forward with across the country. It's not for the want of wanting to do it. The challenges are trying to get compatibility between health records, trying to be able to transmit electronically on a real-time basis. These are all challenges that providers are facing in all the sectors.
Chai says developing a system where every provider accesses the same record is a top priority in the industry. He sees one possible solution in the way banks make money available all over the world.
If you think about it from the standpoint of ATM machines, you can go to an ATM machine anywhere in the world and using a credit card or a debit card and a PIN number, to be able to access your bank account. But, you know, your electronic health record is locked up in some provider's system, and it's very challenging to get that transmitted from one provider to another.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow our stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. The stories can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.